State courts are closed until at least April 3rd, with only emergency hearings like detainer motions and temporary restraining orders being considered by judges.
A number of individuals who are facing very serious cases but are innocent have had great difficulty accepting the fact that they have to spend more time in jail because the courts have closed.
Michael Diamondstein and Eileen Hurley are two criminal defense attorneys now trying to figure out what to do for their incarcerated clients.
I can't go see a lot of them, and if their family members don't call me, I have a hard time getting in touch with them to tell them what's going on. I've been sending out letters.
Those in prison have a restricted list of people they can call.
My only other concern is for my incarcerated clients that, you know, if there is a breakout in the prison, how they're going to handle that. And if I need to file an emergency petition to get somebody out for medical care, will I be able to get notified in time?
Advocate groups are now also pushing the state's health department to come up with new guidelines for how the courts should handle those who are incarcerated if the pandemic infiltrates the prisons. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.